So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Relax and remember that we are the leading edge of thought. We are non-physical, expressing in the physical. We are both local and non-local, infinite and finite, eternal and temporal. We are all of it, and the fullness of our being is present right here and right now as we tap into feeling good, to feeling in alignment with Source. And, so Abraham's latest teaching has been about manifesting emotion on purpose instead of focusing on manifesting stuff. Situations and things and people and events in our lives that we think will make us happy. They suggest that we focus on how we want to feel. And here's a quote from the Seattle Workshop 7311. This is how you are feeling. Want to keep it? This is how you are feeling. Want to keep it? This is how you are feeling. Want to keep it? This is how you are feeling. Would you like to let it go? So if this is how you are feeling and you want to keep it, get specific, milk it, milk it, milk it. Practice the vibration of any part of your life you want to keep. This is how you are feeling. Want to keep it? No! Then go general. Go general, go general, go general. And what you will begin to discover in a very short period of time is that you can clean up your vibration with all these helpful subjects that are coming to you incrementally in bit-sized pieces enough that you can resolve them. And it is our promise to you the manifestation will come so fast on the heels of it that you will not doubt your power of manifestation. So this meditation today is practicing the vibration of the parts of our lives we want to keep, to get in touch more and more clearly and specifically with positive emotion. So what I'm going to do is go through some categories of positive emotions, emotions that allow us to feel good and be centered in a particular vibration. So I'm going to start with peaceful. And I'm going to list a few words, and I invite you to explore in your own feeling sense how those words feel to you. So let's try three to start from the peaceful category. How does it feel to feel calm, clear-headed, and comfortable? Feel into calm. How does calm feel to you? What does it relate to in your body? Is it a body feeling, a mind feeling, a heart feeling? Calm. What other words might you relate to feeling calm? Just breathing and letting go of calm. Think about clear-headed or clear-minded. Feel what clear-minded feels to you. That sounds like an intellectual word. It's about feeling your thoughts, clear-minded, clarity. I'm feeling clear. Feel the vibration of clear. Now letting go of clear, feel into the vibration of comfortable. Comfortable feel to you? Does it relate to your body, your mind, your heart, your whole being? What does it feel like to be comfortable? See if there are some other words that feel like comfortable to you. And now feeling the vibration of these three words, calm, clear-headed, and comfortable. See which is most like how you feel in this moment. Do you feel any of these things right now? Or perhaps all of these things right now? And notice the difference in your perception of these three states of being, states of feeling, calm, clear-headed, and comfortable. And now let's try some other peaceful words. What does it feel like to feel mellow? Is that a heart word, a body word, or a mind word for you? Feeling mellow. Is feeling mellow similar to feeling soothed or relaxed? Or is there a quality to mellow that's unique to that word? Think of a situation you could be in where you might describe yourself as mellow. And sticking with our peaceful words, let's try on serene. What aspect of your being is evoked when you feel serene? Place yourself in your imagination in a place that feels serene to you. And now try adding the quality of feeling trusting, both serene and trusting. And envision yourself in this place that feels serene and trusting. When I'm here, I feel serene and trusting. And find that place within you that feels serene and trusting. How does it make your body feel? How does it make your mind feel? How does it make your heart feel to be serene and trusting in this moment? Now let's play with two more words in the peaceful category. How does it feel to be flowing? What is it like when you're flowing? See if there are any other words that you feel inspired to add to the concept of feeling flowing. And now, staying with the flowing idea, add to it the idea of flowing and carefree and well connected. Does it change the feeling of flowing if you add carefree? Or does it deepen it? We are focusing on milking positive vibrations, perceiving them more fully, allowing these words to evoke a feeling. And noticing how we feel that feeling. We started out with the peaceful category, with the word calm. In this moment, do you find yourself feeling more peaceful, serene, calm, flowing, and carefree? Breathe deeply and relax. Let's try another category. Let's move into the category of inspired. What does it feel like to feel inspired? Is inspired a heart word or a mind word or a body word for you? Feel inspired. And is it a different vibration when you feel awed? That's A-W-E-D, not O-D-D. Inspired and awed. Which feels more expansive to you? Is there a part of you that resonates more with awed, heart, mind, or body? And what about reverent? Awed, inspired, reverent. Do they go together beautifully in your mind, or do they feel like slightly different vibrations? We're fine-tuning our capacity to perceive subtle differences in vibration. Your way of perceiving these words may be different than everyone else on the planet, but they can serve you well if they describe a feeling that when you feel it, you can identify it and milk it for all it's worth to expand that feeling in your consciousness so that you are familiar with all the flavors of joy. As you connect with your inner being, you can feel deeper and deeper connection with all these good feeling states. So in the inspired category is also the word uplifted. How do you feel when you're uplifted? Imagine a situation where you are uplifted. Is this a heart, a mind, or a body experience? And compared uplifted with enthralled, how different are those two words for you? Or are they very similar? Imagine a situation where you feel enthralled. Feel enthralled in your heart and mind and body. And just notice if that feels different than inspired or awed. Now let's talk about being connected and attuned. Are they the same or different? Allow yourself to feel the power of the words to bring you to the feeling. I'm awed by how quickly the time has gone by during this meditation. Let's try some words for exhilarated before we finish. How does it feel to feel exhilarated? Is that a body, a mind, or a heart feeling? And compare exhilarated to blissful. Imagine a situation where you feel blissful. Is that a situation where you're also exhilarated, or are they significantly different for you? Can you imagine a situation where you're blissful and exhilarated? Playing with the words, exploring the feelings, expanding our capacity to perceive. Touch in for a moment to what it feels like to feel like you're soaring. Is that a mind, a heart, or a body feeling, or all three? And now imagine a situation where you feel victorious. I'm hearing, we are the champions of the world in my head. Victorious. Does victorious feel exhilarating? There are dozens more words to explore. There are so many good feelings. Feelings that we love to feel. Feelings that we talk about easily, feelings that we have not yet coined the words for. Abraham said there is no limit to the different feelings of joy that we can experience. There's even relief from bliss. So we're learning to milk it, to to milk it, to feel the feeling and want to keep it, to choose to keep it, to find ways to bask in it and savor it, express it, and experience it, so that we can have more of it, manifesting our feelings on purpose, delighting in the beauty of words and their power to assist us to connect with extraordinary vibrations. Feeling the vibrations of words, feeling the energy they represent in our lives, and choosing that energy on purpose, more and more consciously, every day. I'm grateful for the words. I'm grateful for Abraham's teaching. I'm glad to be doing this work, vortex work, moving into the vortex on purpose. It is good. It is done. It is the truth of our being, and I am grateful, and so it is.